President Bush holds his first cabinet meeting in 3 months today, a day after claiming victory in the election and promising to pursue his agenda. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now for some analysis on what's ahead for President Bush. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What is the track record of second-term presidents generally?
Well, it's not good, Renee. I mean, if you think back to Ronald Reagan and Iran-Contra and the Robert Bork nomination that went down, you think back to President Clinton and the impeachment. But generally, the dynamics at the White House shift during this period because you have so many senior staffers leaving, even mid-level people.
Well, will President Bush primarily be interested in exciting his conservative base, or because it is a second term, he won't be up for re-election, expanding the party's reach, as he suggested he would do yesterday?
I think that there's a real effort on the part of the Republican Party, and especially the people who are the architects of the president's reelection, to look at the idea of expanding the base of the party, making Republicans more acceptable in many of those blue states, the idea being to create that Republican, permanent Republican majority, Renee. So when they see things like the control of the Senate growing, when they see the control of the House, when they think about the fact that Republicans control the governor's office in California, New York, Texas, what they see is the opportunity to bring in more people like John McCain, someone who's viewed as independent, acceptable very much to conservative Democrats. And they're going to make a big effort, I think, to please the base. You'll see efforts on issues like taxes in particular, health care. But what you're not going to see is an effort to further antagonize. It's an effort more at outreach because of the idea that this could be the point at which Republicans truly come to dominate national politics on a permanent basis if they act with some caution.
And what about foreign policy?
President Bush's foreign policy amounts to the war on terrorism. And I think you're going to see him, of course, try to change what has so far been his legacy in foreign policy, which is that you flex America's military might, suspicion of any kind of international treaty.
Now, the future makeup of the Supreme Court was not much talked about during this election, but now during this next term, it looms rather large. What do you think President Bush will be doing?
Well, this is really a tricky one because with the increase in the number of senators he has, he could decide that he wants a fight, but all indications are that what he wants to do is avoid the kind of polarizing fight that would absolutely hang up his second term. So one of the possibilities he's got right off the bat, of course, is what's going to happen with Chief Justice Rehnquist, who's now being treated for cancer. The name that I keep hearing is Sandra Day O'Connor, who's a popular centrist first woman possibly to be the Chief Justice. So if he were to appoint her as Chief Justice, he would get her in addition to another appointment. And so there's a range of names that are being circulated. When you think about it, he could go with some of the more moderate folks. But if he was to go more to the right, these folks are more identified with strong opposition to affirmative action, support for the death penalty. That would be a more controversial appointment. And the leaning is more towards people who have a chance to get through the process more easily and therefore create the Bush legacy on the Supreme Court. He's got possibly, you know, four appointments coming up in this term, given the age of people on the court.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams with analysis on what's on the agenda for President Bush's second term.